I'm just going to ask you, I got about 5 or 6 questions here. And just to kind of finish up our interview, again, thanks for taking time to call me back. I do appreciate it. Let's hit on this. So the New York Mets, you famously said about your time in New York that you didn't know what a drug was when you played with the Mets. Yet for whatever reason, because of the Jeff Pullman book or because of the 30 for 30 that came out, that team has kind of been romanticized about their hard partying ways. So is a lot of that bullshit, or is it just exaggerated?
It's unexaggerated. Multiply by 10.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was like, I mean, we were, like, he had to take the VNR team, he had to take him, and everyone like, knew it, and they didn't want no part of us.
Yeah.
But the Phillies, not the Mets.
Yeah, the Phillies, not the Mets, right?
Yeah, I didn't know what a drug was. I was the Mets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So then, why do people talk about that team like they were the hard partying guys, and no one remembers?
Yeah, we made like right out of stepchildren, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, that 1993 team, dude, that took party to a new level, kicking ass. Like our saying, we go to their house,
yeah,
take their money and fuck their women.
Yeah, well, what's your best partying story in Philadelphia? Come on.
Number one, I never stayed at a team hotel.
Right.
I always had the best hotel in the city, and my two boys, I'd have two of them because they couldn't keep up with me. I had one of the rest with their own. They take turns, and they go lock in the suite. And I realized, like, going to bars and all that stuff, a lot of noise and time. Bring the party to like in the penthouse, yeah.
The only other guy that I've read that stayed at a hotel different than the team was Cal Ripken Jr.
I just know what I did. I said, I didn't stay at the team hotel one time.
Was it
93? And the reason you can do that when you're leading the league and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And then winning.
Yeah.
It's all about winning, brother. Everything comes down to winning.
Okay, well, I was going to save this story or save this question for a little bit later, but you kind of forced my hand here. We're in Chicago. Everybody likes a really good Michael Jordan story. You consider him the greatest, but not because of his exploits on the basketball court. What's that story that you have of Michael Jordan?
Oh, well, that's... you got some good info, boy. I give you credit.
Thank you.
And it happened, I was on the hotel. It's that golf tournament, you know, they have every year where...
Oh, the one in Tahoe.
Yeah. And so I had a hotel room and there's one end room. And I don't know who was saying it. I just heard someone fucking all night. And the guy, you hear everything. I mean, it's like connecting room type thing.
Yeah.
And next morning, we get ready to play golf. We wire at the same time. And I said to him, and I thought you were my idol on the fucking basketball court.
I don't think anybody ever said that Jordan never gave 110%, right?
Oh, my God. He pounded, and then I thought it'd be over. And then it'd go again all night, dude. And then you just have them walk out of our room at the same time in the morning. And I thought you were my idol on the basketball court. It was classic.
I love that. Question I have, because I've been on a bit of a Bob Uecker kick. Have you ever seen the movie Major League? Probably.
Yeah, my boy Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Well, he's your best friend.
Yeah, well, so that's kind of my question, because they once asked Uecker, who of all of those actors, if you had to put money down, could make a living at least playing pro ball? I'm not talking the majors, thinking single A, double A. He said Charlie Sheen. You've taken batting practice with him. I mean, is that true?
In Kate's house. That's better than we have in any major league stadium I played at.
Really?
Or has.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he can play in the major league. It's a whole different level.
Different level?
Yeah.
Do you...
We love baseball.
That's what I understand. And you were talking about
Probably you love a few other things too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what you were saying. And I remember this being in Orange County when he rented out the entire right field of Angel Stadium just to catch a home run ball. And I don't think he didn't, from what I remember.
Nah, he was a great guy, but when he was engaged to the girl, and they got into it up bad, and he kicked her out, and everyone bailed on her, and she like tried to commit suicide to save their life, and she told me all the dark sides, darkness. So I beat his ass.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because you know, for all of your respectfully faults, you were kind of that one guy that really tried to straighten him out.
I did many times. I was the only one he let out there, man. And he just had a whole other side. Well, he was fucking bi, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, he took him in the ass. Yeah.
He
liked it in the ass, I guess.
It's his.
But he'd lock all. He had a whole system. He'd lock all the, turn all the lights off. His assistant, you know, do everything. He ended up icing his assistant.
What do you mean, just firing him, or?
No, putting him to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. I told him the assistant was robbing him. He said, that's crazy. And at that time, and then I went to the cooler and kind of disappeared, and I came out. And I read in there that he did put him to sleep. And, you know, like, the what they said killed him was nothing that the guy did, too. So I said, sorry, if you're going to ice somebody, at least fucking do it right, bro.
Is this, so this is confirmed?
Oh, no one.
Oh, God. Kind of read between the lines sort of situation.
Yeah, it's not hard to read between the lines when the guy's fucking dead.
Okay, yeah.
And two other ones went dark, too.
So you guys don't keep in touch anymore?
No, I beat the shit out of him.
Oh, when was that?
Because I learned all the dark stuff from the girlfriend he kicked out.
Gotcha.
She's always this crazy as shit, dude. It was so fucking dark.
Eek.
It was two lies, man. It was, but I'll tell you what, man, the guy was cool as fuck. Had great rap and all that, but it set a whole other life. But my problem with him was, the main problem was that he beat the shit out of every woman he's ever with.
Because
he hated himself so much, he took it on the women.
Yeah.
So I had to touch him up a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, teach him some manners.
I challenge him, trust me.
Yeah. I was talking with your assistant about this because I think this is a million-dollar idea for you. Have you considered selling the rights to your book to be optioned for a movie, or just the rights to your life to be optioned for a movie, or really even better yet?
Yeah, no one's come to me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how it'd be a great movie, but...
That would be...
I'm getting ready to launch something called, I think we talked about maybe last time, called Talking Strokes with Different Folks.
Yeah, the charity that you have, the charity kind of... You were calling it a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be for all stroke victims, because one of them is all miserable. So it'll be more of an entertainment type show, like I told you before.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to, you know?
Yeah. Because, man, again... And I know we talked about, not to bring up OJ again, but Netflix is coming out with what seems to be the 475th documentary on OJ Simpson. And I'm not putting you, I think it's dropping on Wednesday. And obviously I'm not putting you in that category, but you have lived a really interesting life. And
yeah, I wouldn't compare it to OJ Simpson though.
No, not at all. No, I'm not comparing you at all. I'm just saying that you've lived a really interesting life. There's a lot of narrative beats there with your time as an athlete, and then
more than you know, my friend.
Well, I mean, give me some I don't know.
Come on, dude.
This was one story. Yeah, just give me one story.
Well, the wives y'all hated me because they're two lower players back then. It's different. You bring your wives on the road, we're fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's old school. I'm not proud of it, but yeah, I'm walking around like I got a 50-inch cock, you know.
Right.
190. like there's a famous quote I think I told you about is out there that says, I'm not here to make money, I'm here to make history.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that was when I was old. You know, like I said, 29 years old, signed a $300 contract. Took on the world.
Right.
But times have changed. I've grown up and realized that it's not something I'm proud of, but I'm not going to lie, it was fun.
Yeah.
And when I did think I did them right.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have more money than me, but they didn't have a party taken.
No. They didn't live an interesting life like you did.
Interesting beyond. From the cooler to the private plane is what sent me, buying a jet.
Right.
That was like, talk about power and freedom. So what do you guys want to do? Let's see. You guys want to go to, how about Rome? Okay, boom.
Just gas it up and go?
Yeah, it is, brother. About 50 million doing it, too.
I was just going to say,
burned about 50 million.
How much did that set you back to buy?
About 50 million.
50 million? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do it again.
I was just going to say, that's not even in your state. You know, I wouldn't regret that purchase. You don't.
No, dude, it was awesome. I got to admit, I mean, I'm not proud of it. I'm not going to lie, there's some things that weren't right. But, you know, when you're that age and you have the money and, you know, it was, I mean, like I said, it was, like I told you before, I'll say it again, a lot of people have more money than me, but none of them had a party like me.
No, they didn't have fun.
Yeah, we have fun and we won. See, the fun and the winning go together, you know what I mean?
So, okay, now I'm going to kind of circle back to baseball because I wanted to ask this question. What was the difference? And you have kind of alluded to everyone sort of had a career year in 93, but other than that, what's the difference between that 93 team as opposed to the rest of your time in Philadelphia with the Phillies?
Well, 93 year was, I was healthy the whole year, and I set the tone on it. We were the first team ever to have four guys hit 100 walks. Well, I mean, the first guy, Collins, I think he had like 95 or something, but people lined up and people followed what I did, you know?
Yeah.
And so we, you know, again, we went from last to first, and we were on a mission. Everyone was healthy. It was just one of the years where we just got better and better and better, you know?
Yeah.
Just how Mitch Williams had to take the mound and be a fucking disaster. Every fucking time. Even if he gets a save, it'd be a war. Like, we have to get him to fucking call out. Did we win this game? The guy was in a fucking torture chamber. I don't even think he knows the rules, actually. Nah, he was painful.
Does he even come around Philadelphia anymore?
I don't care. I don't know. I'm sure he does. He's, like I said, he was like not only hit barrels and caused pain, but he's a box of rocks.
Yeah, I remember he had the he was at a studio analyst for the MLB Network, I think, and
yeah, he fucked that up too.
Yeah, he got fired for, I think he was berating umpires at a Little League baseball game or something, which is real petty.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah, there is all kind of shit. I don't even like talk about him.
Yeah, we'll let it go. Dude, honestly, that kind of takes care of all of my questions. You really knocked that out of the park, not to use a baseball terminology.
I like it too. Hey, and you got to get on the air, man. I'm lucky. You won a lot of money on a bet or a pick or something. I don't know.
Yeah, man, dude, seriously.
Awesome, brother.
Thank you so much, and I'm probably going to start posting this.
You need anything, you're the best in the region, right? 24/7, brother.
Really? I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
You got it.
Take care, brother.